Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So this week, I wanted to talk about how to add more value into your service offers. So one of the things that I always will always stand behind is raising your rates. So I really do want all of us to make more money this year. And most importantly, I want us to stop giving our genius away for free or for scraps. But you can't really raise your rates of your offer if you're not raising the value. So notice that I didn't say to, you know, raise your rates because, you know, you're worth it or to raise your rates based on your worth. I'm pretty sure that you have heard a lot of people say before, you know, charge your worth. But as Jerisha Hawk always says on her podcast, you are priceless. So charging your worth really doesn't work. You need to charge based on your value. So when I first got, you know, into coaching and started learning more about value-based pricing, that really confused me because a lot of people kept saying, add more value, you know, add more value, charge based on your value, but no one was really explaining what value actually was. That was the confusing part. So I wanted to take a moment today to just talk about like what value is and also provide you with five different ways that you can add more value into your offer so that you can start charging more. So first, value really is how you're going to help your client reach their desired outcome or get to the promise of your offer. So I want you to think about what can you add or offer that will help them to hit their goal faster or to make their process a lot more easier or a lot more seamless. So think about different ways that you can work with your clients to help them to get to that desired outcome a lot faster than expected, or different resources and things that you can provide that will help make this process a lot more seamless. So let's get into the five different ways that you can add value to your offers. So number one is, of course, a clear promise or outcome. And this is probably going to be the most important piece of value that you can offer or that you can add into your service. So your audience wants to know that you will help them to get through their pain point and get to where they want to be. An unclear promise will not only make potential clients really hesitant to work with you, but it's also going to be harder to put a higher price tag on an offer that really feels all over the place. So if someone looks at your sales page and they don't know what you're going to help them to achieve, that's going to make them hesitant to work with you, and nobody is going to want to pay a premium price for something that isn't targeted to a very specific problem. So I want you to think about your offer, what it is that you are creating, and how you want to help your audience. Again, if you're new here, I'm really big on focusing on your one thing. So your one audience, the one problem, and the one offer that's going to help them to solve that problem. So think about your audience's problem right now and think about that one promise or that one main outcome that you want to help them to achieve. So what do you promise that your clients will achieve after you have worked together? What type of transformation will take place once your client has gone through your process? So for our community, the Purpose to Service Academy, for example, our promise or my promise is that you will leave out with a full a mapped out service offer and also a plan for how to serve your clients continuously without the stress and more and with more intention. So when you leave out of the Purpose to Service Academy, you will have a full program, a service offer that you can consistently launch and provide to your audience, but you're also going to have a mapped out plan of how to serve your clients that won't lead you to burnout, that won't lead you to overwhelm, that won't lead you to stress and, you know, resenting the work that you're doing. That is our promise, that I will teach you that, that I will show you how to market that one offer and get super clear on who it is that you want to help. So that's the big piece of value that I add. That is the promise that I'm trying to solve. And that is what you will have achieved after you have gone through our program. So again, your promise is going to be literally the most important piece of value that you can offer into your service for your clients. If you don't have a really clear promise or a really clear outcome, again, it's going to be really hard for you to get new clients. It's going to be hard for you to market to those people. It's going to be really hard to convince your potential clients that you are the one that they should be working with. And then with that, it's going to be really hard for you to put that higher price tag on it if you are trying to create an offer that is going to help all people with all the things. All right, so the second way that you can add value into your offer is to have a clear and repeatable process. So people will pay for convenience. That is why most of us coaches and service providers are making great money, is because people are willing to pay for convenience. So I am a huge fan of learning everything that you need to know from either Google or YouTube, but there is still nothing like having a proven process that you can follow that you know will work for you. So by creating that process, and when I say a signature process, which, speaking of, side note, I'll be teaching a free class on how to do this next month, so make sure you're on our email list. But having that clear process, meaning how you're going to take your audience from where they are to that desired outcome or that desired promise of your offer, that is really going to help your potential clients to see, okay, like within these six steps that have not only been mapped out for me, but these six steps that have worked for other people in the past, this is how I'm going to get from point A to point B in my business or in my life or whatever industry that you are going to, you know, be getting into. So having that proven and repeatable process is a huge piece of value that people are going to be willing to pay for. That is convenience. When people are wanting to see a real transformation, when they're wanting to see a real change, and they're tired of doing all the Googling, and they're tired of relying on YouTube to teach them how to do the thing that they want to do or how to push that pain point, they are willing to pay for convenience. And your proven, repeatable, and clear process is that convenience that your audience may be looking for. So being able to add that in and really build your brand and build your offer around this process is a piece of value, again, that will really set you apart from other people in your industry, but also allow you to charge more because you have this process that you know works. It has worked for you, maybe it has worked for other people, and that your, you know, potential clients know, okay, if I implement these 3 to 6 steps or however long your process is going to be, I know that this is going to work for me as well. So people will pay for convenience. All right. The third way that you can add value into your offer is to provide your clients with more time with you or with your team. So your clients want your attention or, you know, someone from your team's attention. And I think more than ever now, people are really craving attention and community. So when you think about, you know, if you are, you know, someone in a one-on-one coaching aspect or one-on-one coaching program, they're a lot more likely to, you know, pay more if they can get more attention from you. Meaning if they can get more one-on-one calls from you, they will be willing to pay more, even if it's spanned over, like, you know, a 3 or 6 month period. If you are in a, if you're hosting some type of group offer or like a group service, then I'm pretty sure your clients would, you know, be willing to pay more if they had either one-on-one time with you or if they had some type of like weekly check-ins with your team to make sure that they're doing the work that was delivered. So being able to give your clients more time with you or more time with your team is definitely something that you can add in to create more value because they're getting that attention that they need. They're getting the room or the space to ask more questions. They're having this, getting the space that they need or the resources that they need to get more feedback on what they've been working on. So definitely having more time with you or your team is a way to add more value. Now, I must say here, while yes, you can essentially charge more for the more time that you spend with a client, I want you to still consider your personal non-negotiables. If you are unable to add on more client calls to your program, don't do that. Like, let it be maybe like a surprise and delight thing where you add on an extra coaching session at the end, but do not go into your coaching program or your service offer promising that they are going to get 12 one-on-one coaching calls for you if you know that you don't have the capacity or the time to offer that much. So you don't want to promise all of this value. Again, going back to your promise, you don't want to make all of these promises that you are not able to act on. So just make sure before you go and say, you know, I know this is a group coaching program, but you're still going to get all this one-on-one time from me, especially if you're a solopreneur now and you don't have a team to back you up and to provide you with that help. Do not make those promises that you know you're possibly not going to be able to keep. So that's just like a little feedback, a little tidbit there for those who are like, girl, I'm about to go add on 12 different coaching calls and get this money. Don't do it, sis. Do not do it if you can't. Do not do it. Or that value is going to work in the complete opposite way. And instead of having happy customers, you are going to have a lot of pissed off people who want their money back. And I do not want that for you. All right, so the fourth way to add more value into your offers is to add in some aspect where they'll get specific feedback. So this is going to really be helpful for those who are running some type of like membership community or some type of like group coaching program. So how can you add in that feeling of having like that high touch coaching or like that one-on-one time with your clients without actually taking on clients in a one-on-one capacity? So your clients want that attention again, and they want to make sure that they are on the right track, especially if you're some type of coach or, you know, if you're actually walking them through a certain process. So they want to make sure that, one, they're on the right track. Two, they want to make sure that their questions and, you know, their concerns are being answered. So how can you build in, you know, an opportunity for your clients to get specific feedback on things like their sales page or their content or their schedule for the day or their book or, you know, of course, whatever industry or niche that you may be in? So I love doing this within the Purpose to Service Academy. So for the membership side of the academy, I have a forum within our community where members can go in and ask for feedback on their sales page or a piece of content or their funnel. And it's a great way to not only get, like, you know, some other different perspectives from other women who are in the community, but I also chime in as well and provide my feedback. So while there are a lot of people in the community, it is my way of, you know, making that small effort to make sure that each person who needs it feels like they are being seen. Now, on the accelerator side of the Purpose to Service Academy, that is where I'm really like on their behinds with making sure that they are getting feedback on their homework, essentially, and like the things that I'm assigning them to do as they are working through the Purpose to Service course. So I am in there, you know, looking at their sales pages and recording videos to give them critiques on their sales pages. I'm looking at their launch funnels and their launch content and giving critique, you know, really in-depth critique on how they can, you know, tweak and change certain aspects of their copy. So in that space, again, that is more of a group coaching program, but I'm still making an effort to make them feel like they are getting very specific feedback and attention from me, even if we're not necessarily working with each other on a one-on-one type of basis. So definitely think about that. How can you provide specific feedback or give your clients that, you know, really attention that they are probably craving, even though, you know, you may not be working with them on a one-on-one basis. All right, so the fifth way to add value into your offer is to provide more resources or some type of template library that will really help them to get to their desired goal faster. So this is one of my favorite things to do is to add in like email templates where it's literally like swipe copy, where they can copy and paste and just tweak a couple things and of course make it sound like it's coming from their voice. But those templates and like those workbooks that I provide and like those case studies that I provide really help to make the process of getting from where they are to where they want to be, so getting to that promise quicker, a lot more easier for them to do, because it cuts out a lot of that guesswork that happens when they are trying to do everything by themselves or when they're Googling or trying to YouTube everything. So I really do try to provide as many templates and worksheets, and you guys have probably seen the workbooks that I send out, because I really do want to make that process a lot more easier for them. And if me providing you with some email templates is going to help you to accelerate your growth, then that's what I'm going to do so that I can, you know, help you to win. So again, adding that value should really be centered around how you can easily help your client get to your offer's promise. So what can you add that's going to help them to get to that promise, that's going to make them feel like they are getting that specific feedback or time with you, that's going to make sure that they feel supported and making sure that, you know, you are really invested in helping them to get from where they are now to where they want to be. So what can you do to make that process more smoother for them? And again, make them feel like they are actually being supported. So my homework for you today, and I love a good homework, is to think of five different ways that you can add in more value to your offer so that, yes, you can raise your rates, but that you can also, again, make sure that your clients are getting to that desired, you know, outcome, or that you're actually delivering on the promise that you put out there. All right, you guys, if you are needing help and you're ready to finally launch your signature service offer, I want to see you inside the Purpose to Service Academy. So this is our space. It is a membership community and accelerator group coaching program for women entrepreneurs who are ready to turn their God-given gifts and knowledge into their signature service offer. So inside this community, I teach you how to add in that value into your offer. I show you how to package up that offer in a way that makes sense to not just you, but also the people you're selling it to. And we also talk about how to serve those clients and, you know, continue providing that value in a way that is less stressful and more intentional. So definitely head over to purposetoservice.co to sign up for the Purpose to Service Academy. Again, you have two options once you get in there. You can kind of choose your own adventure. You can go the membership way, which is more of a DIY version, or you can go the accelerator route, which our wait list is currently open for that now, and I'll be accepting applications really, really soon. So again, head over to purposetoservice.co to become a member or to learn more about the accelerator, and I will be chatting with you guys next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.